All right, big half hour left for you here on The Drive. Darren Collison will join us momentarily.
All the way
also,
up.
We've got the Bearco Redwood moment of the game. We'll get to that at the end of this segment. And Jim Rome tickets to see him broadcast from here live this Friday.
That's happening. That's tomorrow.
Yeah,
this Friday, tomorrow. Friday.
A lot of stuff going on right now. But let's talk to our good friend, Darren Collison of the Sacramento Kings. Nice enough to listen, you do a radio show, that's fine and dandy. Nobody's saying that Darren's doing hard work, but I do appreciate the fact that after a night like last
Darren.
No, I'm complimenting him. After a night like last night, you know, getting up early, and I'm sure the last thing he wants to do is talk about last night's game, but he's nice enough to join us this morning and talk about it like we've been. Darren, we appreciate your time. How are you?
How are you guys doing? No problem.
Well, you know, I don't want to lie to you, Darren, because we spent 2.5 hours being very angry about last night. So I don't want to shine you on here. That's been the morning. Very upset. This team, you know, you pulled in as fans, 8 seed, looking great, winning ball games. And then, you know, starting off the homestand against a team with 10 guys, 4 games in 5 nights. I can't explain the loss. None of us can. Can you?
Yeah, it's frustrating. You know, we're not any more frustrating than what the fans feel. You know what I mean? We're out there playing. You know, this is a game that we should have won. You did some things that, you know, just didn't work in our favor. And, you know, you got to give them credit. You know, I thought they played well, you know what I mean, throughout the whole course of the game. We had some stretches where we didn't, so it kind of hurt us.
Darren, any team, regardless of record, and where they're at, you know, current situation, they came in last night, they were 1-9 over the last 10 games. But any team that is affiliated with Pat Riley, you know one thing about. They're going to come out and they're going to play hard for 48 minutes. And Garrett Temple said it in the post game. He said, we did not respect this team the way that we should have tonight. Do you feel that was the case?
No, I don't feel like that wasn't the case. I feel like we did respect them. It just, you know, you can respect an opponent all you want, but if you don't play the right way and throughout the course of the game, you're always going to find yourself in the hole. And I thought Miami Heat, you know, with the exception of, you know, couple of their players, they didn't really have as many players that, you know, can be effective. But because they played the right way, every player on that team was effective that last night. I don't think it was a respect thing.
Darren, I mean, in the first half last night, it seemed like well, the Heat did get off to a really good start, and you guys shot the ball well, but at the end of the first half, they're sitting there with a 63% shooting clip. They're also a team that was on a 6-game losing streak. Was there a part of you in halftime, I mean, was the message kind of like, dude, these guys, like, we just got to keep going because they've got to miss shots at some point?
Yeah, but, you know, you got to give them credit, you know what I mean? They forced our hand, you know what I mean, when we try to play a little big. They were still small, and they still got into the paint, and they were able to kick out for threes. You know, most of the time we were able to put our big line of presence on them, but, you know, it didn't faze them that one bit. They did a good job of guarding big fella, and we didn't do a good job getting him the ball, and vice versa.
Darren Collison joining us on KHDK. Darren, it's your third season with this team, and maybe the most frustrating thing about this year's team especially, the new coaches, a lot of new players, new rotations, new attitudes, new commitments. Yet it seems that almost every other team sets a record for three-pointers against us. And I don't – Darren, you guys are smart. You're professionals. You know – everyone on that team knows guard the guy who can shoot the ball, but you see these wide-open threes. What are we missing? What's the problem there that just can't get solved so far?
Just our transition defense has always been a problem since I've been here. And I think whenever your transition defense is a problem, you know, guys are wide open on the three-point line from other teams that we play against, especially the good shooting teams. So that's always been the case. You know, it just comes down to effort, coming down in transition, you know, finding your man, making multiple efforts, and so forth.
Darren Collison joining us right here on KHDK as we continue on. So you've got 6 more games left on this homestand. It's a 7-game homestand. And we were just going over the fact that Miami was the easiest game on spec, at least, that you guys had. You've got Detroit and Indiana, both with better records than the Kings. And Detroit, the only team under 500. No, by the way, the Thunder, the Cavs, the Clips, the Warriors. You know it better than I do. So what do you guys do at shoot around practice, whatever you've got between now and then, to shake this?
Well, we have a day off today, so we kind of get to chill mentally and get away from the game for a little bit, and then come back strong tomorrow morning and game plan for the Clippers. So I think that's a big game for us. You know, I think a lot of people have already kind of written that game off for us because they expect us to beat the Heat, not the Clippers. So it's a great opportunity to go out there and, you know, try to prove people wrong and try to get the win.
I want you to talk about the evolution of kind of the three-point shot in the game and how it's changed, Darren. You talked about transition defense just a moment ago and how it's been something that you guys have struggled with. You look at teams like Houston who, when they run back on the break, they run five guys out to the three-point line. And we're so conditioned as players, you always protect the basket first. You run to the paint, then you flood out. Is that part of maybe the issue now in terms of how the three-point ball is kind of changing the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think teams figure it out. They feel like, you know, a long two is not necessarily an effective shot as a three-pointer. You know what I mean? If you can shoot the three, shoot the three. And I think in transition, it's even more important, too. I think teams are shooting a three-ball in transition in opposed to shooting a contested two in transition or even a layup. So I think a wide-open three in transition is definitely a more effective shot nowadays. And I think, you know, you see teams like the Warriors that started over the last few years, and I think it's a copycat league, and I think a lot of teams are starting to do it now. But definitely shooting has definitely been the primary reason that's involved in this game.
Darren Collison's with us on the drive. And you look at the schedule so far, Darren, we know there's been a lot of games on the road. And as you head into, say, February, for example, there's just two road games, and they're both pretty close. Really home-heavy second-half schedule. Do you feel like, and I know that there's some games you guys wanted to win, and you always love to have a better record, but do you feel like you guys did what you needed to do through that tough stretch early in the season so that you can take advantage of that second-half schedule?
I don't know. I think we did what we were supposed to do. But at the same time, you know, like Miami Heat, you know, you think you're supposed to win that game and you didn't. So I think we can never be that team that thinks that we're going to have an easy schedule. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With our situation, our circumstances, you know, every game is always going to be difficult. And we just got to figure it out. We haven't been playing good basketball consistently, playing the right way consistently. And it's going to make it tougher for us. So until we do that, then we'll be all right.
Darren Collison joining us as fans, as show hosts, whatever. We're watching the standings, Darren. We're looking, knowing that you're in the eighth spot by a game. And I don't care that, you know, reality of the situation is the team's as close to last in the Western Conference as they are to the seventh seed. But who cares? It's the playoffs. It's the eighth seed. It's yours right now. I am curious as to whether or not the players, you guys, are also watching the standings at all at this point of the year?
I think a little bit, but I think most of us that's been in the league for a while know that it's too early in the season to watch the standings. You know, it's nice that, you know, we can see ourselves and then we're in a playoff hunt, but at the same time, you know, it's still early in the season. It's not even halfway throughout the season, and we got room to improve. So I think there's some games that we have to continue to key in on. We got to take it one game at a time and not let this thing slip away. And then, you know, towards the end of the year, then we can look at the standings and see what's going on.
Friday, you guys take on a Clippers team that you're very familiar with. What is it like when you go up against a team that you spent some time with and also have a lot of familiarity with?
You know, it's gonna be a big game. You know what I mean? I know that the Clippers are a well-executed team. They got a good team. They've been in the playoffs, you know, for a while, so they kind of know how to win games down the stretch, and they played with one another for a while. You know, Doc Rivers is an exceptional, great coach. They got good players on their team, as I mentioned, in Chris Paul and DeAndre, and, you know, their bench is playing really well. So it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but like I said, if we play the right way, anybody could beat anybody on any given night.
Well, and when you look at that Clippers team, they have had a core group of guys together for a long time, and they've been a great team, but they've been a team that hasn't been able to get over the hump. What do you think it is for them that has prevented them from doing that?
Uh, I don't know. For a lot of different reasons. I think, they're still trying to figure out, you know, how to play down the stretch. You know, if they want to play with DJ or Blake, you know, down the stretch. And, you know, some games it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And then, you know, I'm hearing that they need a small forward, but Luke is actually doing a good job for them. So I can't really pinpoint what the real reason is why they can't really get over the hump, but I know they're definitely close.
Could it be just a Warriors factor in terms of just the strength of the West?
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a Warriors San Antonio factor.
Yeah.
Darren, we appreciate it. Rough night last night, but hey, you know what? It's NBA basketball. What are you going to do? Big game's coming up, and we appreciate your time and your attitude. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep, no worries. Got you.
All right, thank
you. Thanks, Darren.
That's Darren
on to Collison. The next.
Thanks, Darren. I don't know if it's like, by the way, I think Darren is being 100% legit and transparent in everything he's saying, so I don't want to make any mistake about this. But I do wonder, like, these players seem so, like, focused and like, hey, not too high with the high, not too lows with the lows. Whereas fans and dummies like me are like, they're going to make the playoffs. They suck. You know, back and forth. And I wonder if sometimes players don't let on or if they just have been around the bend before and,
you see a lot of frustration.
They have as much time on their hands as we do. Yeah. About that.
You see a lot of frustration from certain guys because it's just their demeanor. DeMarcus being one of them. He's very, you know, clear about his frustrations with things. But I think we spend so much talking about it, and you hear it's kind of on to the next one, or, you know, there's a game tomorrow type thing, and you hear it all the time. It's true. I mean, these players, you're conditioned to do it because you know how the league works. You do not get too excited about a win streak, and you do not get too down about a losing streak. That's just the nature of this league.
By the time you have to think about it, you got to get on a plane.
Exactly.
That's true. Jim Rome will be here broadcasting tomorrow. We've got just a few more passes left to come see him live right here at KHCK. But right now, Barrico, moment of the game, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Call in and you will win fun and prizes. Do it now. We're back shortly on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.